when the zera comes out of him, but it's red zera, not white, like normal, also he's not tummy. That's his mita krum. And the mute ish meyodim, only an isha has tumma when red comes out of her, not by a man. That Gemara says, behold the tenor that we learned, isha, ainli ela isha, that an isha has tumas zava, when she sees 3 days in a row after her nidus. Bas yud yomim lezivim, and I don't know a girl 10 days old that she could become a zava. Let's say when she was 1 day old, she saw dam, so she became a nida. So for the next 7 days, she's tummy. And then after the 7 days, after nidus, then she sees 3 days in a row, zava. So at 10 days old, how do we know to say she could have a tumas zava on her? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, v'isha, says an extra vav. So there's another pasuk to say that zavas also applies to a katana. So we ask the question, what do we need two pasukim for? Lomuli, what do we need a special pasuk that zav applies to a 10-day-old baby? Ligma menida, let's learn out from nida. Just like nida applies to a 1-day-old, so who are then zav also? So we says, no, this I couldn't learn out one from the other. So I need these both pasukim. Because the cause of Rachmana benida, what just said by nida, having been, I would have thought to say, Nida Mishum Dechichaz Yechad Yoyme Boyle Meis of Zayin, when a Nida the first time, like, when she sees 1 day dam, she's tummy for 7 days. Abu Zova, but after the 7 days goes by, now she sees dam 1 day, Abu Zova, Dechichaz Dechad Yoyme, if she only sees 1 day, the locher is, Bishomeris Yom Keneged Yom Sagala, she only has to watch that 1 day, that's all. She has to watch the 1 day, that's all. If she doesn't see the next day, she's tore. But she doesn't have to wait for 7 days if she only sees once. Same Maloy Tzricha, maybe I would say that she doesn't have Tumah Zava when she's only 10 days old. So Mara says, no, Lift Rachmona Bezerso, let her just write Bezava, Lift Rachmona Bezava, so I don't never need her anymore. Let her just write Bezava that she has Tumah Zava when she's 10 days old. And Peshitta, I know we need to also ask when she's 1 day old. For no Yadana, the ain't Zava, but Nida, that he can't have Tumah Zava unless first she was an Ida. So Mr. Shurei Nechonam, you take it right. The Torah just should have written by the parasha of Zavom that applies even to a 10-day-old baby. And male, I would know that she sees dam 1 day old, she's tummy. V'yela krolom, the one in the extra pasuk for Visha, is lamute ish meyoidim, the teacher that a man has no tumor red coming out of his body. So Mr. question, I hear miyato. We had that miyato from before. So Mr. says, true, there are two miyutim by a man. Miyato chod is imna. So Mr. says, true. Chad lamute meshich v'zera. Let's say the Sheikh Bezerah comes out of a man if it's red. It's not white, but it's red. That's the meat, he's not tummy. V'chav l'mutim idam, let's say dam comes out of his aver. There's another meat to say, also he's tor. It is only tummy if it comes out white, and not if it comes out red. Red is not tummy by a man. That's why you have these two psukim. V'chein mor says linyin tzchorm. The same drush is by a male also. By a boy. The time went like this. Ish ish, by a man that says a pasha was Sheikh Bezerah comes out this tummy. Matam loim ish ish a double osh. And the rabbis tinnik b'yem ben yem echad shumatam beziva. That a zav comes out from a zera comes out from his tummy, even though he's only 1 day old. Tiv Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yishmo b'nosh Rabbi Yochanan Brukaway Mer, ain't so. I don't need a postik for this, a special postik to say ish ish, that there's tumas keri or tumas zova by a tinnik. Harayuim, the postik says like this. La zocher v'lanakeva. He dashins la zocher kol shu zocher, any type of a zocher. Ben shu godu, ben shu cotton, whether it's a baby or a grown up. He has tumas keri, tumas zava. Zab, ulanakeva, it says also the same thing. Kol shu, any type of a girl. Ben gedol, ben tana, which is a grown up or a baby. Both ways, you have this tumas zava. In Kevim, Sodom where it says, Mat tamla, when the apostle for ish ish over here, his he holds, Dibur Torah Kloshim B'Yodim, Torah speaks normal the way B'nai Yodim talk. So Alma, what do we see? Ki Marbi Kroa Ben Yoyim Echad Marbi. Now the Pasuk is Marba, that even a 1 day old baby, but also has Tumas Zav, Tumas Keri. But tomorrow Minu, we have a question. It says Ish in the Parsha. Ein Liel Ish, this is by Yabia, if a man lives with an Isha. Is Ben Tisha Shana B'Yoyim Echad, and I have to say, a 9-year-old boy also has this Tumah. Rashi says it's going on.
Again, this mechinu rabbona kroat at halach l'moshe mesinai. But the more high hilchos of high kroilei, me ben yoy mechad hilchoso
Uben teshan of yemechud krom cross stomach sivit. Says tam the pasuk. Once you marry even a 1 day old baby also. Eli Rava says ben tisha shon of yemechud atzuchaso. That's halachul moshe misinai. Uben yemechud krom. That's only that. That's the pasuk. Samora says v'chemiyachad ilchaso high krom lomali. Once they have the halacha, what is the pasuk for? Was a lemute isha miloyd apisway around lemute isha milubin. That when isha sees white blood come out of her, that she's tor. Here, uchrosu means what? Ben tisha means that's when his bia is called a bia. So if he lives with a lady, then that's when he gives the lady tumma. That's called a bia. That's what gives her tumma also. So kid to the alocher is 9 years old is called a bia. Less than that is not called a bia. And the croy is that an ish has this tumor when he's 1 day old. If zera comes out of him, he'll become tum, even though he's only 1 day old. Now the Gemara says, "Lom lila michtav ischar, lom lila michtav nekev." What do you have to have two psukim for? To say that a zocher has tumor 1 day old, and a nekev has a tumor 1 day old. Tzricha, dikos rachmona bischarim mishum demetama b'rias kabiyomim. A man has a more chomadika tumor than an isha. By a man, if he sees 3 times in a row, even in 1 day, he becomes a tumazav. Avonikavus lematama brias kibiyamim. But an isha, she does not become tum if she sees 3 times in 1 day. She has to see 3 days in a row. She has to see separate days. So emaloi, maybe there's no chiddush that said that they become tummy 1 day old. So kumash mon yes, even an isha also is tummy 1 day old. Let's just have the pasuk by nikavu. No, vikos vachamana benikavois mishum de kumatame biyonis. Because by Nekeva, she has tum even b'yonis. A Nekeva, even though she jumps or eats a lot, and that makes her see Zava, still she's tummy. Avos chorim by man, it's not that way. Loi matam b'yonis. If a man only has tum azav, if he wasn't b'yonis, means he didn't eat that much, he didn't jump, he wasn't sick. There are 7 ways to check out a person to make sure he has tum azav. A maloi, maybe he does not have a tum when he's 1 day old, is tricha. That's why I need both psukim to say, both a man, both a boy 1 day old, and both a girl also 1 day old, they have tumma. Whether dam comes out by isha, or zav, or keri comes out from a man, they're tummy. Then the Mishnah said that hakusim is metam mishkav tachton kelyon. By this kusi, we say what? That they are usually boilonidis. They live with the wives when the wives are tummy, and therefore they have the locha, the metamir, mishkav tachton, what's underneath them, kelyon shalzav. That's what the Mishnah says. So the question is, what does the Mishnah mean to say? My mishkav tachton kelyon. What do you mean to say? What's underneath them is like the top of a zav. Elaine, if you want to tell me, the iku yud matzois, if there are 10 sheets, let's say, the yosav alayu, and this man sits on top of them, metamalu, these metamaru 10, the chub shita, why not? The doroslu. The man now, he's lying on top of them, he's doros, that's regular tumas mishkav. Shita, that's tummy. Ela means like this. That means a man that lives with an Ida, so the Torah says that man also is tummy like an Ida. So the boiler need, the man that lives with an Ida, he's tummy, so what's underneath him, whatever he's lying on top of, has the same malacha kel yonish ozav. What's on top of a zav? What does that mean to say? That ma el yonish ozav, just like what's on top of a zav, a person that's a zav. If he's wearing something, something's on top of him. Whatever's on top of the zav does not become like a real lava tumah. It's what's on top of him only has a tumah that's metama oichlan amashkin. That's all. Is af tachtoyne the same thing shabula nida? A person that lives with a nida, he's tummy. If he now sleeps on top of a bed, so that bed becomes tummy, but ainu metama oichlan amashkin. It'll only be metama oichlan amashkin. That's all. It won't be metama. Doesn't become like an lava tumah. A regular zav, his mishkav, he sleeps on a bed. The bed is an avatum, it's metama odom v'kelim. That's the chiddush with his boiler need. It's not that way. That his tachtam, whatever he sleeps on, it only becomes tummy enough. There will be metama mashkin v'eichlin and nothing more. The other Gemara says, how do we know this? El yonish shozav minolan. How do we know to say the first part? That what's on top of the zav, the el yonish shozav, it's only metama that thing to metama eichlin and mashkin, but not a person. The pasuk goes like this: B'chol ha'nageya, whoever touches b'chol ha'shiyah tachtov is yitma. Whoever touches whatever underneath the zav is yitma, becomes tummy. The question is now: my tachtov, what does it mean underneath him? Yeah, tachtov lam gimel here. Elam, if you want to tell me tachtov the zav, what's underneath the zav itself? Samura says: Me'vi'ish ha'shiyiga b'mishkav v'nafkod. It's not the pasuk that that anybody touches the mishkav of a zav, that means the bed of a zav, that he becomes tamei. Elo, this first part of the puzzle means like this. Elo hanageya b'chola sheyi hazav tach.